Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, because the kingdom of God belongs to them. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and follow you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or land for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Benedict. Benedict, when he was young, he studied in Rome. He belongs to a rich family. But eventually, he lost the interest of his studying to some certain moment. He decided to go to the wilderness, to the mountainside, in a cave, and stay there, living alone for many years. Nearby, there were some monks, knowing that he's alone, so at times they send him food, drinks, etc. After a certain moment, Saint Benedict aware that his vocation is not just living by himself. So he was invited also by the group of monks. So he eventually become the founder of the St. Benedict community. The main purpose, I mean the main motto of this community is to pray and to work. Ora et labora. Let me just say, both are important. Prayer is important, work is important. So these monks, they divided time to rest, to pray, to work, and to study the scripture. St. Benedict told the monks, it's important to know the scripture in order to let our spiritual life grow. Eventually, this community becomes the founding spirituality for all many of the monasteries using the law in the Benedictine monastery. So also for us also it's very healthy to remember important to give us, we have just time to rest enough, to study scriptures, to work, for them is to work in the field, and to say the prayer, for them is to daily mass, and morning evening prayers together. Mainly, they live in community, that it's easier to keep the spirit of pray together, of working together. I find it very useful for us diocesan priests. We should have enough time to rest. That's for me, I do not have enough time to study. Also for me, many times I lose the time not to study, to other things. Prayer actually is important, but still not so much effort at times. So let us keep ourselves more united in spirit, in prayer, in work. There's one story about St. Benedict. His sister Scholastica, also a founder of the Benedictine monastery, one day she visited his brother, and they were sitting outside in the garden. Then suddenly there was a heavy rain, so they cannot go inside anywhere to stay in the garden, of course the place where there's a cover. The whole night they were sharing the spiritual affairs. And this gives us the impression that even with our family members, also we can share our spiritual life. So I will advise the parents that they can give some time to share with family members their spiritual life. God will give us the lights then. No matter where and how, Jesus wants us to our spiritual growth be increased through the communion of souls. Sharing is one of the means that we can grow in our spiritual life. We pray to St. Benedict that give us this peaceful of heart when we pray wholeheartedly, when we rest wholeheartedly, when we study wholeheartedly, when we work wholeheartedly.